tonight. It's live coverage of Kearney Bearcat basketball. High school basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Rebounded by Schreiner. Cats on the run. Don't get it out. 4-3. And it's gone. Jake Shelton screened the three. And we got a timeout.
All the excitement of Bearcat basketball is coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live at courtside right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kearney High School, our second game of our doubleheader, Norfolk and Kearney High. About to tip off here in about, 5 minutes or so. The Kearney High Bearcats won the first game 42-40. It'll be a little bit harder to defend the home court for Kearney High boys as undefeated Norfolk comes in. They're 16-0 on the season, ranked number 2 in the state. In fact, the number 2 team this Saturday night, the number 1 team coming into town next Saturday night here for Kearney High. Bearcats come in with a record of 12-4 on the year. And again, on their home floor, they really feel like they can play with just about anybody, and that theory certainly will be tested here tonight by Norfolk. The Panthers come in with three of the better players in the state, really. Jalen Bradley, the leading scorer in the state at about 21 points per ball game. He's the point guard and also a very effective wing and scorer for the Panthers. Tremaine Monroe is averaging about 16 points, and the big post player, Alex Starko, a senior at 6'7", averaging about 18 points per ball game. So a pretty tough task here for the Bearcats. We'll see if they're up to it as we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will start our starting lineups for both of these two teams, and we'll do that right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you our starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. And again, here's the starting lineup for Norfolk. We talked about a couple of these players already. Their starters look like this. Jalen Bradley, a senior, 6 foot tall, a senior, and he's averaging about 21 points a ball game. Tremaine Moore, senior guard, averaging 16 points a game. Justin Sagebarth, 5'11 guard, averaging about 5 points a game. Taylor Reedy, a sophomore, 6'3, averaging about 4 points a game. And Alex Starkle, 6'7 post player, he's averaging right at 18 points per ball game. Now for Kearney High, their starters look like this. Damian Austin, a 5'8 sophomore. We'll start with Nate Stevens, 6'2 and a senior. Jake Sullivan, 6'2 senior. Thomas Gillen, also a senior at 6'3. And Derek Schreiner, also a senior at 6'1. For head coach Scott Steinbrook. And on the season for these guys, 18 points, about 8.6 a game for Austin, for Damian Austin, almost 11 points a game for Thomas Gillen, 5 points for Derek Schreiner, Jake Sheldon averaging 11.5 points, Nate Stevens, 15.6 points per ball game here for the Bearcats. Here's starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Norfolk in their maroon road uniforms have already broken the huddle. Kearney High in their home whites with the blue numbers, letters, and trim. A little bit of black trim on the outside of those numbers. They're all ready to roll here. And already the Rowdies in full throat here for the Bearcats. Everybody doing a little high five, and Thomas Gillen be doing the jumping here for Kearney High. He's run a pretty good task ahead of him as Starkle at 6'7". It'll be doing the honors here for the Panthers. And the opening tip is in the air. Panthers are able to get it out for Jalen Bradley, and Bradley will bring in the offensive zone. So Norfolk, first possession of the game. They'll get it off on the right side for Tremaine Moore. Moore off of a screen gives it to Presage Barth. And they're looking on the inside, but working it around. Moore will get the ball out. Bradley has it. Bradley will give the ball away. Back out for Moore. Moore is going to drive up against Stevens. Soft glass, no good. A rebound being tipped around. And it finally will come all the way out, and Sage Barth has it. Sage Barth gives it left side. Bradley, 15-foot jumper, rattles around. It's up and in. Offensive rebound and a bucket here for Norfolk. And again, Scott Steinbrook, who talked to us halftime of the girls' game, said rebounding. Well, he always says rebounding is one of the main keys here. Shelton on the dribble. He's open for three. He'll fire a three, and he'll hit a three. Jake Shelton gives Kearney High an early 3-2 lead here. Long pass up ahead for Sage Barth. He'll drive, kick into the corner for Monroe, and they'll reset the offense here a little bit. With the ball, Reedy. Reedy now is going to set a screen after Bradley gets it. Now Reedy has it well behind the three-point arc, and now the long three by Sage Barth, no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Jake Shelton. Shelton kicks it up ahead, off the hands of Nate Stevens out of bounds, and Stevens looks at his hands like they betrayed him as Kearney High does turn the ball over. Bit of an unforced error. And again, Kearney High can't afford to do that too many times here tonight. But again, you want to make good things happen when you get the basketball. In the lane, driving here is going to be Reedy. And Taylor Reedy, a little floater in the lane, gives Norfolk the lead once again here. 4-3. On the dribble, lost it. Kicks left wing for Derek Schreiner. Schreiner off of the screen. Gets the ball back out for Shelton. Shelton gives it to Stevens. Back inside for Gillen. Gillen, nice move. Reverse layup. Up and good. Thomas Gillen, nice little move on one part of the paint. Drove all the way in and hit that little reverse layup. Used the rim to defend him to get the defender scraped off. Monroe has it. He'll kick it off on the right side. Now between circles. With it is going to be Reedy. Reedy, an underclassman here. He'll give the ball off for Monroe. Monroe will fire a three. Bounces around, no good. Strong rebound underneath. Shot will not fall for Starkle. Starkle with another rebound kicks it out. And then the three by Jalen Bradley. So again, Norfolk with a couple of offensive rebounds and scoring as a result of it. With the dribble is Damian Austin. Trailing it 7-5. They'll kick left side for Shelton. Shelton gets a little screen. Back inside for Gillen. Gillen has his pocket pick. There'll be a turnover. And here come the Panthers on the run. Monroe, baseline drive. And I don't know if they're going to call it a foul before the shot. Clearly it was a foul. And I haven't seen an indication, but heading to the line is Monroe. Monroe was so quick to the rack, I'm not sure how it would be possible not to have him driving in. The foul is going to be on Gillen. That's going to be his first. And there will be shots coming up here for Tremaine Moore. Moore caught it and drove in immediately after he gave it up on the wing. He bends the knees, free throw, back of the iron, and no good. Score remains 7-5. Checking in for the Panthers. Going to be number 45. Blaine Rowick. Monroe, free throw, up and good. So he hits the free throw. And now Kearney High will bring in the offensive zone. They trail it 8-5. They give it offside for Stevens. Stevens kicks it back to near mid-circle for Austin. And now Austin gets it back on the right side. If Stevens had it back, he'll spin. Kick, Shelton gets in the corner. Schreiner for three, back the iron, no good. Shelton fighting for the rebound, but pulling it down is going to be Rolick. And so Rolick gets the rebound. Real quick, Bradley, three, no good in transition. Pulled out of there by Shelton. Shelton in the offensive zone, gives it for Damian Austin. Austin back out for Stevens. Stevens picked up there by Monroe. And he'll kick it left side for Damian Austin. Austin doesn't want to shoot the top of the taller Bradley. And he'll penetrate, give it back out for Stevens, top of the key. Staying with him is Monroe. And now Stevens picks up his dribble, gives it for Thomas Gillen. Gillen hands it back out for Stevens. Stevens, right wing for Damian Austin. Long three, and he hits it. Damian Austin ties things up at 8 with 4:20 to go. Bounce pass to Bradley, quickly inside. They get it back into the corner. Top of the circle here. They'll get it out for Rolick, and around the perimeter we go. Driving is Bradley. Bradley in trouble, but ball knocked loose, and Kearney forces their first turnover of the game. Dribbling up is going to be Damian Austin. Austin lost control, and here comes Panthers on the run back. Dribbling is Brady and Bradley, rather. Bradley's going to be fouled. No reach there for Kearney High. And that'll be on Derek Schreiner, his first, team second. And Taylor Reedy going to check back in here for Norfolk. Reedy going to come in here for Sage Park. Left wing, Monroe gets it down on the baseline, trying to penetrate up here is Starkle. And nice little reverse layup there for Alex Starkle. And now Kearney, long pass up ahead, intercepted by Monroe. So another Kearney High turnover, and now we got a foul whistled on the push of Damian Austin. So Trey Anderson's going to check in here for Kearney High as the Cavs have picked up three fouls. Down 10-8. And the game being played at a pace that Norfolk very comfortable with. Starkle's going to inbound. He'll get the ball right back, and he'll shoot over top of Thomas Gillen. Back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Rolick. And then the offensive rebound and a bucket for Alex Starkle, and he's going to try to add on to that with a free throw here. He's hit on the arm, and Damian Austin whistled for the foul. That's going to be his first. So Starkle will step to the line, and Starkle, 6'7", was fouled by Damian Austin, 5'8". The free throw up and good. So Starkle has 5 in the game already. Challey and McNitt going to check in here for Kearney High. Austin and Gillen come out. And getting a little coaching from Scott Steinbrook. Damian Austin, I checked that, Nate Stevens, rather, will bring it across the timeline, and he'll get the ball off for Trey Anderson, who checked in also moments ago. Shelton will give it away, now gets it back. He's defense there by Sage Barth, and they'll give it off on the left side. Penetrating is Luke McNitt, and McNitt hit on the arm as he was driving hard to the rack. And Nate Stevens coming over and talking to Coach Steinbrook. While McNitt will shoot two free throws. And his free throw is no good. So score remains 13-8. McNitt second free throw, in and out, no good. And Monroe pulls down the rebound. And Monroe will give the ball off for Jalen Bradley. Bradley kicks off on the right side for Monroe. Monroe kicks in the corner. That's a nice-looking pass. Catching in a Sage Barth. His jumper is no good. Offensive rebound in underneath the bucket, and then the foul. Taylor Reedy pulls down the rebound, and now we'll have a chance to add on to it. And things are starting to add up here against Kearney High, and the Bearcats know it. They call a timeout. It's 15-8. Norfolk with the lead with 3:01 to go. They'll hit the free throw line. We come back after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back here. The Bearcats kind of sensing that things are not going their way. They call the timeout here, which I think is a pretty good idea. And at the free throw line is the Panthers. And a nice little touch there by Taylor Reedy. He's got 5 in the game. And that now makes it 16-8 with the dribble. Stevens still kicking to the corner. Penetrating a little bit is Challey. Challey pass off the leg of one of the Panthers, but picked up by Shelton. Shelton will fire a 3. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by the Panthers. On the run, Monroe. Monroe shot off glass. No good. And I think Monroe might have landed on his hip. He might be hurt. I'm not sure. Well, he comes up and does not look like he's got too much of a hitch in his giddy up. He does. He's skipping just a slight bit. The foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Reedy for Norfolk. And so now Stevens will inbound it. And on the dribble is going to be McNitt. McNitt will give it back to Stevens. Stevens gets a little screen. And the pass in the corner for Challey. Challey facing pressure from Bradley. Gives it now top of the circle for Shelton. He'll shoot a 3, and he hits the 3, and a little fist pump at the end of it. Shelton's hit a couple of three-pointers here to make it a 5-point ball game. Right wing, Sage Barth has it. Gives it now left side for Monroe. Monroe kicks in the corner. Bradley quickly for 3. No good. Rebound tip into the hands of Jake Shelton. Shelton will give the ball to Stevens, and Stevens is going to play point guard here, trailing it 16-11. Left wing, they kick it for McNitt. McNitt picked up there defensively by Blaine Rolick, and they'll get the ball back out for Challey. Challey, off of the screen, gives it for Shelton. Shelton finds the backdoor cutter. That's McNitt. McNitt's going to shoot up glass, and Luke McNitt, his first bucket of the ball game. Quick little 5-0 run here for Kearney High makes it a 2-point ball game. And Bradley tries to answer right back, and does. He's got 7 in the game, just blew past everybody through the lane, and makes it 18-13. Left side, McNitt. And he's looking as everybody clears out for him. He'll give it for Trey Anderson. Anderson looks on the inside. He'll penetrate, hand the ball off to Stevens. Stevens is picked up there by Monroe, lays it off glass. Good. That's a pretty athletic move by Nate Stevens for his first bucket of the ball game. Quickly, here comes Bradley. Up court, gets it on the baseline for Reedy. Reedy, his shot won't fall, but he drew a lot of contact in there, and there was a whistle. So there'll be a foul on one of the Bearcats. And he was in such a crowd of guys, I'm not even sure who the foul was on. They're going to say it's on Trey Anderson. That's going to be his first. So a couple of free throws coming up here for Justin Sagebart. Starko going to check back in here for the Panthers. And Sagebart with another free throw. Ben Smees fires it fairly quickly, and he hits it. That makes it 20-15 Norfolk. Bearcats had a couple of real early leads of a point, but now they trail it by 5. Final minute of quarter number 1. Challey gives it top of the circle here for Shelton. On the baseline, driving is going to be Anderson, and a little hand check is going to be whistled against Norfolk. And Blaine Rolick, a little bit of foul trouble here. He's picked up his second personal foul. So Roke whistle for the foul. And Stevens will just toss the ball in here for Challey. Back inside for Stevens. He'll shoot over a triple team. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Norfolk. On the dribble here, Monroe. Monroe, nice little hesitation. Steps in the lane. Extra pass. Nice catch by Roke. His shot won't fall. Trying to pull down the rebound is McNitt. And McNitt is able to finally track it down and end the possession. And Stevens slowly is going to work the ball up court. They trail it 20-15 as they kick it for Challey on the left side. 22 seconds left as Shelton gets the top of the circle. Now right wing Stevens. Stevens is picked up there. Now they're double-teaming him. He'll dump it right side for Anderson. Anderson on the baseline. Still has the dribble. 10 seconds left. Pass tip, but into the hands of Stevens. Stevens gives it. Shelton's open for three, and Shelton's shot no good. Stevens fighting for the rebound. Goes in for McNitt. McNitt's shot won't fall. Rebound finally tipped around, and the defense will hold on that one as the Bearcats got a couple of rebounds, but they're going to head to the second quarter trailing it 20-15. Norfolk with the lead, and they'll kick basketball. We come back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Winter weather can often catch drivers and road crews off guard. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, owner of Eustis Body Shop. With 5 locations, we have repaired thousands of vehicles caught in winter mishaps.
When shaken up after an accident, it's good to know that a Eustis Body Shop is near and you can call for a tow. They take care of the insurance and my car looks perfect.
Our state-of-the-art equipment is an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Have to make a correction here. The possession arrow is pointing to Kearney High, so the Bearcats will inbound here, and tossing the ball in is going to be Derek Schreiner. Schreiner will give it to Damian Austin. Austin on the dribble. Pass tip, but picking it up is going to be Shelton. Shelton will snap it right side, looking inside for Gillen, but they'll work it back around for Stevens. Stevens bounce pass in the corner, and I don't think anybody's going to make a connection with that. Kearney High with their fifth turnover of the ball game. And again, that's what that Norfolk pressure will do for you, is just make you play maybe a little bit faster than what you want to do and try to get the ball to fit someplace where it just doesn't quite fit. Bradley brings in the offensive zone here for Norfolk. He's got 7 in the game. And Kearney High right now going with a little bit of a zone. They're working on the inside for Starkle. Starkle will kick a ball back out for Bradley. Bradley gives up on the left wing here for Reedy. Pass on the inside. Reedy picks it up. Blocked by Gillen. Gillen with the block. Kearney High comes out with it. Damian Austin lost it in a crowd. And it'll be Kearney High basketball. And you can hear the obligatory chant from the Rowdies after the Gillen block. Bearcats still trail by 5, 20-15. This is their first possession of the second quarter. Left wing Stevens gets a little screen from Gillen, but there to collapse on the ball is Starkle. So we'll give it off right side for Shelton. Shelton drains the three. His third three-pointer of the game. And the ball rolls almost into the foyer here after the make. It went off somebody's hands after the make and rolled into the foyer. They're going to allow Tremaine Moore to check into the game since they stopped the clock. Justin Sagebart is going to come out. Norfolk with a two-point lead, 20-18. They get the inbounds here from Jalen Bradley. Again, Shelton shooting the ball pretty well, hitting 3 three-pointers so far. In the corner, there's Bradley. Bradley on the baseline, shoots to the top of Damian Austin. It's no good. And the rebound by Gillen. Gillen gets the rebound, and up ahead it goes to Damian Austin. Austin off of the screen, gives it to Shelton. He's been pretty hot. Gets the screen, tries to give it left side, and the pick and roll doesn't work. Thrown away. Monroe has it. Nice little jump stop. Lays it up with that left hand. Up and in. And again, off that pick and roll, they wanted to get the ball back to Gillen, but Gillen had already gone down, and they thought that he was going to stay up top, so he just threw it to a bunch of dark-colored jerseys. All right. Quick jumper by Shelton. No good. Rebound by Bradley. Bradley spins out with it. Bradley dribbles through traffic, shoots over the top of Gillen, and he scores. And a quick timeout here by Norfolk. It's 24-18. A six-point lead with 6:04 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout Norfolk. We're back after this.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's German for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
6:04 to go here, second quarter. Norfolk on a little run. Ben Reese calls a timeout to maybe focus attention on something or another. And Dustin Fleener into the game here for the Panthers. Well, actually, he's not in the game. My apologies. He's mopping the floor. Hey, you got to know your role, man. You got to know your role. Inbounded for Damian Austin here. Down by 6. Kearney cut the lead down to 2, but a couple of quick buckets. I mean quick for Norfolk. Schreiner picks up his dribble, gives it right side for Gillen. Gillen doesn't want to shoot over the top of Starkle. And they get the ball back out for Damian Austin. Austin working up against Bradley. And they'll give it off on that left side for Stevens. He's used up the dribble, gives it back for Damian Austin. Austin off with the double screen, gives it back to Stevens. Stevens' baseline shot has it blocked on the inside by Reedy, picked up by Reedy as well. And dump in the corner. Here's Bradley for 3. It's no good. Offensive rebound in underneath for Reedy. Reedy gives it off for the shot, and it's good by Rolk. So Blaine Rolk with his first bucket of the ball game. 8-point lead here. Dribbling, going to be Austin. Austin gives it top of the circle for Stevens. Stevens trailing at 26-18, double team, and he only have to get the ball back off of Damian Austin. Inside for Gillen. Gillen, a little ball fake shot up and good. 4 points in the game for Thomas Gillen. And here comes Bradley. Bradley will give it back out here for Rolk. Back around the perimeter for Monroe. Entered inside. Backdoor cut by Rolk, makes the catch, lays it up and in. 28-20, Norfolk, 8-point advantage. Over in McCook, Kearney Catholic leads the Bison 20-15 at the end of one quarter in boys basketball. In the lane, tough shot by Shelton, it will not go. Gillen fighting for the rebound, and finally coming up with it is Damian Austin. Austin's going to dribble out to the corner, fire the 3, no good. Rebounded by Reedy. Reedy gives it up ahead for Bradley. Bradley dribbles, picked up by Schreiner. Somehow steps through there, shot no good. And then the tip right underneath by Alex Starkle. Starkle gets the bucket and now has 5 rebounds, most of them offensive. Long pass up ahead, it's out of bounds. And that'll be a Kearney High turnover. Cats will make a bit of a line change here, and they'll also get a timeout. Timeout Kearney High. We'll talk about the new subs with 4:05 to go here. In the second quarter, it's 30-20. Norfolk with the lead when we come back after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. A reminder for you that our score from McCook, Kearney Catholic at the end of one quarter leads the Bison 20-15. Bit of a road trip there for Kearney High. Bit of a road trip here for Norfolk, but they're not showing any ill effects, unfortunately, because they lead it 30-20. They have possession of the basketball. They enter it inside for Starkle and find a backdoor cut. It's laid up and in by Justin Sagebart. So Sagebart has 3 points in the game. And the lead up to a dozen. Off the elbow, now penetrating is McNitt. McNitt has it squatted by Starkle. Kearney High maintains possession, and they'll give it off on the right side for McNitt. McNitt gives it off for Stevens. Stevens gives the ball off to Challey now. Challey, long 3, no good. Good-looking shot, won't fall. Pulling down the rebound is Trey Anderson. Anderson gets it over for Damian Austin. Austin's going to be in the lane. Kick it out for Stevens. Now gives it off for McNitt. Back to Stevens on that left side. He'll get a little screen there. Trying to scrape off Monroe. And Stevens, a great lean in. Kept his pivot foot. Found a little open space. And then a finger roll in underneath. That was a pretty bucket there by Nate Stevens. On the baseline with it, Starkle. He'll kick it out. Bradley, top of the key for 3. No good. High for the rebound is Kearney High's Luke McNitt. And McNitt is fouled. So McNitt pulls down the rebound, and Norfolk commits the foul. Just the 4th foul on the Panthers. Bearcats have been whistled for 6 with 2:49 to go here in the first half. 32-22. Norfolk with a 10-point advantage. And Damian Austin on the dribble. He's picked up there by Bradley. Kick out for Damian Austin. Long three, no good. High for the rebound. Pulling it down is Starkle, his sixth rebound of the game. He'll give it up ahead here for Bradley. Bradley dribbles, and he's fouled before he could get up the shot. And he'll be heading to the free throw line, and that is not good news. He's a pretty good shooter from everywhere, including the free throw line. Almost half here at Kearney High. And Bearcats lead it. Excuse me, Bearcats trailing now 33-22. As the free throw is up and good for Bradley. And Bradley will have one more. And he hits it. So the ditch has gotten just a little bit deeper. As he hits both free throws. And up ahead, Kearney High kicks it in the hands of Shelton. Shelton will give it out for Stevens. Stevens penetrating up against the pressure of Hagedorn. And we got a foul on Hagedorn as Stevens going hard to the rack. He'll go to the line and shoot two with 2:11 to go. So Stevens will bend the knees, fire the free throw, back the iron, and no good. 2:11 to go here. Stevens gets the rebound and walks ahead, hands it to the official, and smiles a little bit, gets the ball back. 34-22, Norfolk with the lead. Stevens' free throw. Back the iron to no good. And just nothing's going Kearney High's way right now. Monroe, long pass up ahead. Run the floor is Sagebarth. Sagebarth off glass, no good. The tip in underneath. Rebound taken out of there. And finally coming out with it is Starkle. Starkle shot off glass, will not fall. And another tip by Starkle, and this one will fall. So Norfolk got three offensive rebounds in that series, and they now lead at 36-22. And again, at halftime of the girls' game, Scott Steinbrook told us, as he often does, that one of the keys is rebounding, and right now Norfolk is rebounding very well. Moving screen set by, I think it was Luke McNitt. Yeah, it was, and that's his first personal foul. And that is going to send Tremaine Monroe to the free throw line for a 1-1. 18 fouls on Kearney High. Oh, check it. That's an offensive foul. So Bradley actually gets the inbound. My apologies. Sagebarth, he's going to fire a three, and he hits the three. So Sagebarth hits it at the 17-point lead here for Norfolk. Minute 24 to go as they hand it off to Stevens. 39-22. Gillen has it in the lane. Kicks it back out for Shelton. Shelton gives it for Schreiner. Top of the circle for Stevens. It's intercepted by Monroe, and Monroe lays it up. Too strong, and he gets his own rebound. Kicks in the corner, and Bradley hits a three. So Kearney High thought they got a break. Well, it cost them a point. They'd been better off if Monroe would have hit the layup. So because that loose ball kicked out to Bradley, and he drains the three. Gillen down low. Little post move, takes it high off the glass. No good, and rebounded by Monroe. Monroe is going to be fouled by Schreiner. With 46.3 to go. Scott Steinbrook talking to one of the officials about body contact and a foul that he kind of wanted to have his way, but the officials are having none of it. And to the line, Tremaine Moore. He's going to shoot a 1-1 here. Moore bends the knee, fires the free throw, back the iron, no good. Rebound tip, Gillen is able to come up with it. And Gillen kicks it out to Shelton, gives to Stevens. Stevens brings in the offensive zone. Stevens picked up by Tremaine Moore. And he'll give it to Shelton. Shelton had a little trouble making the catch initially, but he's got it now. He gives it to Gillen on the left side. Gillen will dribble up against Starkle. He's in a little bit of trouble. Kicks it out. Finds Shelton for three. His three is no good. And the rebound taken out there by Alex Starkle. His ninth rebound of the first half. That's probably, that's more than Kearney High as a team. With the dribble is Bradley. Bradley shoots over the top of Schreiner. Back the iron, no good. The tip by Starkel will now fall. Rebound finally picked up by Stevens. Stevens shoots at the buzzer at halftime, and the Bearcats are down by 20 at the break. Your halftime score, Norfolk 42, Kearney High 22. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Hey, Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
And welcome back here to Kearney High, our halftime score. It is the second-ranked team in the state, Norfolk 42, and Kearney High 22 here at intermission. This halftime report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Dance Cats performing here at intermission. And, well, for Kearney High fans, it might be nice to take the minds off the game a little bit, because I'll tell you what, Norfolk is proving why they're the second-ranked team in the state, why they're undefeated on the season, because they're leading this one 42-22 at intermission. And really, I don't really feel like Kearney High is playing poorly. Norfolk is just so quick, move the ball so well, that they're really getting some pretty good looks at the basket. And as a result of that, they've kind of stroking it right now as they lead it 42-22 against a team that I think is a pretty good defensive team, Kearney High. Let's check the numbers here at the break for the Panthers. Leading the way is Jalen Bradley. Bradley's hit a couple of three-pointers. He's got 14 points at intermission. 9 points for Alex Starkel, most of those on the inside, and Starkel almost a double-double in the first half. He's got 9 points and 10 rebounds here at intermission. Justin Sagebarth has 6 points, 4 points, and a couple of rebounds for Brain Volk, 3 points for Tremaine Moore, and 5 for Taylor Reedy. For the Bearcats, they're being led so far by Jake Shelton. Shelton has struck in 3 three-pointers here in the first half. He's got 9 in the game. Damian Austin also stroked in a 3 for all the points he's got in the game. Nate Stevens has 4 points here at intermission. Luke McNitt with 2 and 4 points for Thomas Gillen. Once again at halftime, 42-22. Kearney High trails by 20 at halftime against Norfolk. We're going to take a quick break. Hopefully be able to talk with the head girls basketball coach at Kearney High, Jason Boyd. Hopefully we'll be able to get a hold of the coach. We'll keep trying and hopefully talk to the coach right after this timeout.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club. Whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here at Kearney High, 42-22. The Bearcats trailing at intermission against second-ranked Norfolk. And again, Norfolk proven why they're the number two team in the state. And again, they come in with a perfect 16-0 record. And, you know, really they haven't been pushed a whole lot through the course of the season. And just in looking, they won by two against the top-ranked team in Class B. That's South Sioux City. And obviously they were number one at the time anyway. They won that one 88-86. They won 77-70 against Scott's Bluff. And Scott's Bluff, 14-1 on the year. They're obviously a very solid team in Class B, one of the favorites to win in Class B. And other than that, they just really have not been in a lot of tight ball games, and you can see why. They're a pretty solid basketball team as they lead it here, 42-22 at intermission. Let's get you kind of updated on what else is going on in our network of stations. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we've got hockey tonight as over at the Viero Event Center. It's the Sioux Falls Stampede taking on the Storm, that game currently underway. And then on Monday, we'll have high school basketball on our FM, 98.9 FM. We'll have the Fort Kearney Conference girls quarterfinals, Overton taking on SCM, and then Loomis will be hosting either the Elm Creek or Pleasanton girls, as those two teams playing tonight for the privilege of playing Loomis. And we'll have both those games for you on our FM on Monday. Tuesday will be the boys' Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, Pleasanton and SEM, followed by Loomis and Amherst after that. And then later in the week, on the 2nd, we'll have the girls' semifinals of the Luplac Conference Tournament, and then the boys' semifinals of the Luplac Conference Tournament on Friday. And then the consolation and championship games for you all day on Saturday. That, again, on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here on ESPN 1460, well, tomorrow we have college basketball, Michigan and Ohio State. That game will tip off about noon. After that, we'll join In Progress, the NBA game between the Bulls and the Heat. And then we'll have the Pro Bowl. So a full day of sports for you tomorrow. On Monday, Pittsburgh and West Virginia. Tip will be about 6 o'clock. And then on Tuesday, we'll have a Luplac Conference doubleheader, a girl-boy doubleheader, as Kearney Catholic will play host to Donovan Trumbull in girls basketball, and then Loup City will take on the Kearney Catholic boys at around 8 o'clock in the Luplac Conference Tournament on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, we'll have the Fort Kearney Conference girls semifinals. Friday, we'll have the Fort Kearney Conference boys semifinals, and then we'll have the consolation and championship games for you all day on the 4th, 1 week from today, from the Bureau of End Center. So that gets you kind of our schedule for the next week or so on our network of stations. And, of course, on our sister station, KLIQ, The Breeze, they'll have coverage of USHL hockey on the 27th. They'll have the Centennial Conference Championships. We have St. Cecilia is playing on the 28th. And so lots of basketball coming up in the next week or so on our network of stations. Here at halftime, 42-22, Norfolk with a 20-point lead over Kearney High. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the second half right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
They put in a game that we're kind of falling out west. It is with about 2:48 to go before halftime. Kearney Catholic is leading McCook 28 to 23 as they're taking on a Class B team that that gym's rocking. I'm telling you, there's not, and I don't mean this to come off the wrong way, but there's not a lot else to do in McCook on a Saturday night, and they do follow their high school sports there, so that's going to be a pretty loud gym. Hopefully we can make this gym a little bit louder. Kearney High is going to have to find some way to come back in this one a bit because they're trailing it by 20 at intermission, 42 to 22. And again, you don't really feel like Kearney High is playing poorly. You're just looking out there and you're seeing, all right, this is why Norfolk is rated number two in the state. And for the Panthers, they're going to send Bradley, Monroe, Sagebart, Starkle, and Reedy back out there. And the Bearcats are also going to go with their starters. Yes, all five of them are out there. Austin, Steven, Shelton, Gillen, and Schreiner here for Kearney High. Tossing the ball in is going to be Norfolk. They've got possession of the basketball first as Bradley will bring it in the offensive zone. His pass on the inside is knocked down, but they work it back around the perimeter. Penetration by Reedy. Reedy's shot won't fall. Damian Austin pulls down the rebound, gets it up ahead for Thomas Gillen, and Gillen quickly goes right to the rack. And he scores his sixth point of the ball game. Bradley will kick on the left wing for Sage Bartz. Back out for Monroe. Around the perimeter, Damian Austin steps in the passing lane, makes the steal, dribbles around, lays it off glass, and good. Quick little 4-0 run here for Kearney High to start the second half, making it 42-26. Bearcats showing a little sign of life and hopefully be able to get the crowd back into the game. Bounce pass on the baseline, driving Starkle. Starkle kicks back around the perimeter. Sage Bartz, he'll fire an open three, and he hits the three. He's got nine in the game, and timeout Norfolk. 7:08 to go here. Third quarter, 45-26. Panthers with the lead and the timeout. We're back after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And then timeout, the head coach Ben Reese intended to stop a little bit of momentum that Kearney High was beginning to build here early on in the third quarter. They still trail it by 19, though, 45-26, as Damian Austin brings in the offensive zone. They kick for Stevens. Stevens gives it off on the left side for Schreiner, and it's going to be Shelton working it back around the perimeter. Stevens is going to pop up. Monroe will come right with him. Bounce pass in the corner. Shelton on the dribble, little floater over the defense. It's no good. Another rebound for Starkle. He's got 11 rebounds in the game, and they'll hand the ball back off here for Bradley. Bradley on the dribble, sets a little, gets a little screen from Starkle, takes it high off glass. No good. Rebound tipped. Stevens is able to snag it, his third rebound of the game, and he'll kick it up ahead here for Damian Austin. Austin gives it in for Gillen. Gillen shot, no good. Another Starkle rebound. And they'll get the ball up ahead here for Bradley. Bradley's going to kick into the corner. Monroe open, but he doesn't shoot. He'll kick it out for Bradley. Bradley will fire a three, and he hits the three. 17 in the game for Jalen Bradley. And with 6:03 to go here, third quarter, 48-26. And Stevens on the dribble. Looking in the corner. Gets it to Damian Austin. Austin, little penetration, little kick. Back out there, Stevens. Stevens gets a little screen, shoots over the top of Gillen. It won't go. Gillen fighting for the rebound, and it goes off the hands. Number 45, Blaine Rolk. And so that'll be Kearney High basketball. And just as they're getting ready to inbound the ball, checking in here is going to be Taylor Reedy. So Reedy comes back into the game here for Norfolk. Stevens going to kick it in for Shelton. Top of the circle here for Derek Schreiner. Off of the screen, this is a set play. Three-pointer, good for Nate Stevens. Set play off the inbounds, and Nate Stevens strokes in the three to make it 48-29. Entry pass inside for Starkle. Starkle shoots over the top of Gillen. It's a miss. Stevens pulls down the rebound. And McCook has taken the lead against Kearney Catholic. They lead it 31-29 at halftime. So Bison leading the Stars over in McCook. Top of the circle, Damian Austin gets a little screen from Schreiner. He'll dribble down to the baseline, kick it back out. Now left side, here's Stevens firing the three, and he rattles in the three. Nate Stevens starting to get a little warm here. He stroked in a couple of three-pointers here in the quarter, and it's 48-32. left wing. On the dribble is going to be Reedy. He'll give it top of the circle now for Monroe. Entry pass inside for Starkle. Starkle's working against Gillen. Little spin around shot, no good. Up high for the rebound is Schreiner, and Schreiner is going to be held by Taylor Reedy. So Schreiner pulls down the rebound, and then he's pulled down himself. Checking in is going to be Justin Sagabarth. And Damian Austin will slowly bring into the offensive zone. Reedy, that's his third personal foul. So they'll protect him a little bit. They pull him out of the game. Stevens on the dribble. He's picked up there by Sagabarth. Stevens will give it at the elbow for Schreiner. Off of the screen, they give it back out for Stevens. Stevens going to flip back for Austin. Gives it out for Shelton, and Shelton drains the three. Couple of screens, good ball movement for Kearney High, and Shelton drains the three-pointer. Three three-pointers here in the third quarter here for Kearney High. They're starting to warm up a little bit, and they work their way back into the game. Sagabarth throws it inside for Starkle. Starkle floater up and good. So Starkle shoots over the top of Gillen. That was good defense by Gillen, though. Shelton in transition. Drains another three. He got the ball kicked to him immediately from half court. And Shelton's drained a couple of threes. In the corner. Nice little save there by Rolfe. But he's into the hands of Damian Austin. Caught by Stevens. He lays it up and in. Dave Stevens lays it up and in, and Kearney High has cut the lead back down to 10. It's 50-40. Cats are scratching their way back into it. On the dribble, Bradley. Bradley looks inside for Starkle. Starkle, backdoor cut, shot, good, bucket and foul. Taylor Reedy's going to head to the line. They caught the ball on the elbow, and then flying the baseline is Reedy. He got that little pass from Starkle, and then the foul. And again, the officials are going to bring a meeting of the 25. Shelton and Reedy, they have them talk about whatever. I don't know if there was any extracurricular out there or who did it. But in any event, Reedy's going to try to finish off a three-point play, and he does. That makes it 53-40. 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. With it, it's going to be Schreiner. Schreiner gets it off for Damian Austin. Austin, right wing, off of the screen, three-pointer for Stevens, and Stevens drains another three-pointer. Stevens has three trays in this quarter, Shelton with a couple, and Kearney High getting hot. Damian Austin knocking the ball out of bounds, hoping it would have gone off of Sagabarth, but Austin will drop back on defense, and Norfolk will inbound at the end of their bench. Taylor Reedy to toss it in with 3:04 to go here, third quarter. And they'll get it for Roque. Working it back around for Bradley. Bradley kicks left side. And on that left wing is Sagabarth. And it is off the hands of one of the Panthers and out of bounds. Turnover, Norfolk. And Scott Steinbrook laughing and trying to keep this momentum going here for Kearney High. They trailed by as many as 25, and now they've cut it down to 10 again. On the left wing, Schreiner gets it back out here for Austin. Off of the screen, Stevens has it on the left wing. Gillen will set a little screen for him, a little pick and roll. Caught by Gillen. Somehow he walked with it. He did end up walking with it. Originally, he kept his feet in spite of the fact that there was some contact down there, and it made it hard for him to come up with a balance, and he did end up walking with it. Bradley will bring in the offensive zone here. Volk works it inside for Starkle. Starkle working up against Gillen in the lane. Little half hook, no good. Gillen comes up with it, and then Gillen's knocked down. Gillen pulls down the rebound, and just a collision there, and he fell down with the basketball, so they're going to call a foul on Nopo. And that'll be Sagabar's first personal foul. Just the second foul whistled against Norfolk here in the second half, only one against Kearney Catholic. Both teams playing pretty good defense. Neither team really reaching and grabbing a whole lot, and so not a lot of cheap fouls being called. Shelton on that left side will hand the ball off for Stevens. Stevens gets a screen from Schreiner, kicks right side for Damian Austin. Now a little pick and roll, pass inside for Gillen. Gillen lays it up and in. That was a beautiful play. As that reach-around pass by Damian Austin, right where Gillen was, he couldn't have seen him. He had to know where he was. Rope will fire a three, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Damien Austin. Austin up ahead for Shelton. Shelton picks it up and in. 6-point ball game. 53-47, the Cats are coming back. And on the dribble is Bradley. Bradley, left side, floater in the lane, gets the bucket and the foul. Just like that, Norfolk trying to answer back here, and they do. They make it an 8-point ball game. 1-2-3 on the scoreboard. The clock is 55-47. Norfolk up by 8, and Bradley will go to the line after the second personal foul whistle on Thomas Gillen. And Bradley, about to say a quick first step. Well, he's got a quick second and third step, too, and he hits the free throw here. He's got 20 in the game. With a minute 20 to go now. With the dribble is Damien Austin. He'll bring across the bear paws, their cat paw midcourt, giving it left side now for Stevens. Stevens got the man in the air, drove past him, put up a little floater, and he'll head to the line and shoot two. He got Monroe in the air, and while he was in the air, he started to drive past him. Wolk is actually whistled for the foul. And that is going to be his third. And so Stevens will go to the line and is going to be shooting two. First one's good. So Stevens strokes in the free throw. And Stevens on the season, about a 77% free throw shooter. It's 76.7. His free throw here, back the iron, but nice shooter's touch, has it drop in, and it's 56-49. Monroe gives it now left side for Bradley. Bradley's going to penetrate. Bradley's going to scoop and score, and there's a foul. There's going to be a block. So another opportunity for a three-point play here for Jalen Bradley. And Bradley has 22 points so far in the game. Leading scorer in the state. And he's certainly not given any indications that he's going to stop doing that anytime soon as he hits another three-point play. And that'll push that lead back out to 10. 59-49. 55 seconds to go here. Third quarter. Damien Austin on the dribble. Damien Austin, quick step, has his shot blocked, but there's a push, and he'll go line and shoot a couple. Austin, 5 points in the game. And now Damien Austin, an 82% free throw shooter, will head to the line and shoot a couple more. This will be about his 60th trip to the line this season. Just a little short of that. Free throw here is good. He's got 6 in the game. For the first time in a while, Kearney, well, the first digit of the scores for these two teams are the same digit. It's 59-50. Tyler Hagedorn is going to check in here for the Panthers. Also coming in for the Panthers is going to be Justin Sagabarth. So 50.3 to go, 59-50. Kearney High is going to be going man-to-man here. Scott Steinbrook telling everybody who they've got. And the free throw is up and good for Damien Austin. He's got 7 in the game. 8-point ball game as across the timeline comes Tremaine Monroe. They enter it inside for Starkle. Starkle looking in the corner. He has it in the lane, lost the ball, and traveled with it. Yep. He lost it, got it back, and his feet were not underneath him when he got his hands on the ball, so he ends up walking with it. Jake Shelton going to check in here with 39.2 to go. Scott Steinbrook already here in the third quarter making kind of some offensive, defensive substitutions. As maybe Kearney High might try to milk the clock a little bit and not give Norfolk the opportunity to get the ball back. We'll see here. That'd be a long time to milk the clock against a pretty good defense. Right wing, Shelton has it. He'll get the ball back to Damien Austin. 27 seconds left. Top of the key with it is Stevens. Stevens shoots, rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound taken out of there by Hagedorn. Hagedorn will give it on for Bradley. Now with 14 seconds left, Norfolk will get the final shot. And it's stolen. It's stolen away by Shelton. Shelton makes the steal. Little stop. Shot. And good. Right in underneath. And 2 seconds left. Inbounded for Sage Barth. Three-quarter court shot is short. And Kearney High has some momentum. But Norfolk has the lead. 59-53. We'll head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats whittling away a little bit. They scored 31 points in that third quarter against the second-ranked team in the state, and they cut the lead down to 6. They have got possession of the basketball to start the fourth quarter as well, trailing at 59-53, and then we're going to have a little foul as Bradley made the steal away from Austin. Austin tried to get the ball back, and Damian Austin committed the personal foul. And he actually was on the ground and holding him because he knew Bradley was going to be able to get a layup if he doesn't do it. And Bradley kind enough to help up Austin after the foul. And in the lane, a little jump stop that skid to a stop there by Taylor Reedy. So Norfolk turns the ball over right back. 7:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Kearney High down by 6. And they'll get the ball in the hands of Nate Stevens. Stevens gets it off on the left wing. Jake Shelton gives it right back out for Nate Stevens. Stevens' baseline drive, and he is fouled. Will foul in underneath, and Stevens will go line and shoot two. Great penetration there. And now Stevens will try to whittle away at this Norfolk lead a little bit. They trail at 59-53, and now Stevens will go to the line and have a couple of shots. He's got 17 in the game. Make it 18. The foul, by the way, on Tremaine Moore is just his first. Blaine Rolk has 3. Taylor Reedy has 3 for Norfolk, but that is all the foul trouble that they've got for everybody on their team. Second free throw, no good. Hung on the rim for a while, and Starkle pulls down the rebound. His 13th rebound of the game. Bradley gets the ball back out for Monroe. Gives it right out for Bradley. Bradley throws in the corner here for Reedy. Reedy looks inside, gives it for Starkle. Starkle, little bunny hook, up and good. He's got 13 in the game. 61-54. Kearney High has trailed since the early stages of the basketball game. Trailed by as many as, I believe, 25. Stevens will give it off for Schreiner. Right side for Shelton. 7-point ball game now, though. One to dribble Shelton. Shelton had the ball knocked loose, but he's tracking it down. Gives it for Stevens. Now right side for Damian Austin. And Austin gets a little screen, doesn't use it, goes down to the baseline, a little bit strong on the drive, but he'll head to the line, where he is 2 for 2 from the line. He has 7 points here in the game. And the foul on Starkle is his second. And Damian Austin, 82% free throw shooter coming in, will step to the line and improve his percentage. Second free throw by Damian Austin is no good. And rebounded by Tremaine Moore. So Moore pulls down the rebound, gives it for Bradley. Bradley will drive, shot no good. Offensive rebound, Starkle. And Starkle puts it up and in. 14 rebounds, 15 points for Starkle. So in the offensive zone, Damian Austin trailing at 63-55. He'll hand the ball off for Shelton. Shelton, top of the circle, gives it for Stevens. Stevens in the lane a little bit, kicks it back out here for Damian Austin. Austin gets a little screen. He'll kick now right wing here for Schreiner. Schreiner right back out for Stevens. Stevens, little spin, little shot, and it's rolling around, and good. 20 in the game here for Nate Stevens. and it's 63-57. You can hear the Rounders trying to get the defense to get fired up. And the jumper right side for Monroe, no good. Offensive rebound for Reedy. Reedy is going to be able to kick it back out for Monroe. Stark will call for it, but Monroe is able to drive, and he has his first point for the second half. He's got six in the game, and we'll get it out for Damian Austin. 8-point lead here, 65-57. Kearney High needs to come back. They're trailing it by eight. Stone Folk keeps pushing that lead right back out whenever Kearney is able to kind of make this one interesting. Shelton dribbles, kicks. Damian Austin was open for three, but he'll skip it off for Schreiner. Schreiner still looking for his first points of the game. Gets it off here for Shelton. Shelton will fire a three. No good. Rebound tip right to Stevens, and Stevens gets the bucket. Two different Panthers were fighting for the ball. They knocked it off the glass and then right into the hands of Stevens, and Stevens will say, thank you very much, lay it up and in, and a timeout for the Bearcats. They trail it 65-59. 4:58 to go in the ballgame. We're back after this.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Kearney calls a timeout here with 4:58 to go. And again, they got a little bit of a break there. And by gosh, they'll take it as they trail it now 59-65. And again, they still have a couple of timeouts left. Norfolk still has three timeouts left. So still a lot of chess pieces that Coach Steinbrook from Kearney High and Coach Reese from Norfolk can move around here. Trey Anderson checks back into the game for Kearney High. And again, the Cats with 31 points in that third quarter. They really got things going offensively. Bradley will bring into the offensive zone. And he'll kick on the left wing here for Rolk. Back out for Monroe. Rolk will work it back around the perimeter. Bradley with a little screen will now flip it up back out for Rolk. Rolk in the corner, back to Bradley. Bradley, well defense there by Shelton. As Kearney's going man-to-man right now. Monroe will drive, shot too strong. Rebound pulled out of there by Luke McNitt, and McNitt now will give it to Damian Austin. And Austin will slowly bring in the offensive zone. Technically a two-possession game. Here's a three. Back of the iron for Shelton. No good. And the rebound by Rolk, and we're going to have a foul on Kearney High. There's Schreiner trying to get the rebound. Instead got the foul. That is his fourth. Five as a team here against the Bearcats. And Stevens is going to check in here for Shelton. And Shelton needs to get a well-deserved rest here. And Bradley will bring in the offensive zone. He's picked up there by Schreiner. They kick left corner. That's Reedy. Reedy back out for Bradley. Bradley's going to drive. Nice pass inside. And Starkle will lay it up and in. 17 in the game for Starkle. And I'll tell you what, that was a brilliant pass by Jalen Bradley. It looked like Jalen Rose. On the dribble, right side, Damian Austin. Austin kicks top of the circle here for Stevens. Stevens gets a little bit of a screen, but Monroe is able to handle it. Long pass, save. Great hustle by Anderson. Now with it is Austin. Austin, bounce pass on the inside. Luke McNitt tips it back out. Around the perimeter we go to Stevens. He's open for three. Back the iron, no good. Offensive rebound, McNitt. And McNitt is fouled. Offensive rebound by Luke McNitt. Great hustle on the far side by Trey Anderson. Another save in that possession by Damian Austin. And I'll tell you what, this is a hustle play, and McNitt is going to hopefully cash in. He'll have two free throws, and the first one is up, back of the iron, and no good. You know, they just worked so hard to get points on this, and so far it has not worked out for him. So McNitt, one more free throw coming up here on the season. He's about a 44% free throw shooter, and that one is good. 60-67. Norfolk with a 7-point lead and the basketball. Bradley will bring it into the offensive zone with 3.5 to go. They'll take it all the way to the baseline. Scoop, no good. Rebound by Luke McNitt. gives it up ahead to Austin. Bearcats on the run, behind the back pass. Anderson will kick it out. Give it for McNitt. Shelton wants it as well. Stevens has it. McNitt will kick the ball back out here for Damian Austin. Austin picked up there defensively by Bradley. Little screen on that right side. Austin gives it back out for Stevens. Stevens is fouled. Little reach by Tremaine Monroe. That is just his second. But that will send a pretty good free throw shooter to the line for a 1-1. 22 points in the game here for Nate Stevens. And he bends the knees, fires the free throw, and it's up and good. That'll earn him another trip to the line. 67-61, 3:03 to go here. Free throw, good. 5-point ball game, 3 minutes to go. And slowly in the offensive zone is Jalen Bradley. Bearcats has really kind of slowed down the Norfolk's offense as best you can slow this offense down. Bradley will give it off for Monroe, and it's a steal. Anderson with the steal. Anderson, stop, shot, and good. That's a big bucket for Trey Anderson. He makes it a 3-point ball game with the ball to remain Moore. Moore picked up there defensively by Anderson. Anderson with the drive, and then we're going to have a block. They're going to call the foul on Kearney High. And I'll tell you what, I thought Luke McNitt was set, but McNitt is going to be called for the block. That'll be his second foul, and it will allow Tremaine Moore the opportunity for a 3-point play here. If anything, I thought the movement underneath by McNitt was falling backward, giving up ground. His feet were set. Dankbarth is going to check in here, and Kearney does not get the call. Kearney Catholic, minute 23 left to go in the third, leading in McCook 40-39. Good one brewing there, a good one here as well as Monroe finishes a 3-point play. He's got 9 in the game, 5 of those coming here in the fourth quarter. He's one reason why Norfolk has been able to hold on to this lead. They lead it 70-64. On the dribble, Damian Austin. He'll give it off for Stevens. Stevens gets the screen. Stevens, thought about 3, gives it inside for Gillen. Gillen, ball fake, has his shot blocked. Coming up with the basketball after the block is going to be Reedy, and we got a foul. Going for the steal there is going to be Luke McNitt, and that's now going to be 7 fouls on Kearney High. 2:15 to go, 70-64. And McNitt, that is his 4th personal foul. Bradley, not a guy you want to send to the line. He's perfect 4-for-4 from the line. And he'll have the front end of a 1-1 here, and it's good. And again, good teams, when you put them in this situation, they find a way to answer back. And one way you do that is hit your free throws. So far, so good for Norfolk. Free throw, good again for Bradley. And they are 3-for-3 from the free throw line as a team here in the fourth quarter. 72-64. It's another dribble. Kicks left side for Thomas Gillen. Top of the circle, McNitt. McNitt's going to penetrate. McNitt's going to shoot and score. He's going to get basically a continuation. He got the body foul on the jump stop, went right back up with it, and now he'll have a chance for a 3-point play. Trey Anderson's going to check in for the shooter or not. He is going to come in. They're going to change their mind. Gillen's going to come out. Staying in the game is going to be McNitt. The foul on Reedy is his 4th. That might be, in my opinion, a makeup call a little bit. And the free throw by McNitt is good. 5-point ball game, 72-67. We got 2 minutes to go. Norfolk with the lead and a basketball. Bradley gives it down low for Starkle. Starkle working up against McNitt. They double-team him on the ground, but keeping his dribble alive was Monroe. That was a great play by Monroe. He gets it out for Bradley. Yeah, Monroe fell down, but he kept the dribble going. And Bradley now has it. An opportunity there for Kearney High, and they couldn't cash in. And we're going to have a reach whistled on Anderson. He's got to go for the steal. He made one earlier, was able to pick the pocket of one of the better players in the state, Jalen Bradley, for a huge layup a little bit ago, but now he's whistled for the foul. And Bradley will step to a line where he's been perfect. and he's going to have some time to think about it. Full timeout here for Kearney High with a minute 34 to go. 72-67. Norfolk will step to the line with a five-point lead when we come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Bearcats have lost five games this season. A couple of those have been real tight ones. They could not get a shot to fall at the buzzer and lost in Grand Island 51-50, and they lost at Lincoln Northeast 54-51. They're trying to make this one tight enough to have that kind of drama here. Bradley's at the line for a front end of a 1-1, and Jalen Bradley adds to Norfolk's lead. Minute 34 to go here. It's a six-point ball game, 73-67. And again, Bradley at the line. Turns the net inside out. Damien Austin gets the inbounds. 74-67. Minute 27 to go. On the dribble, Damien Austin. Austin, hand the ball off for Stevens. Bearcats are spreading the floor, and we're going to have a reach. Whistled on Tremaine Moore. And that's going to be the third on Moore. And Ben Reese just kind of saying, come on. And he's got his hands up in the air, but that is not where Tremaine Moore had his hands. And he made contact with Nate Stevens. Stevens will go to the line for a front end of a 1-1. I'll check that, a two-shot foul. It doesn't matter because Stevens hits the free throw here. And Stevens will have one more. 74-68. Because Nate Stevens hits the second free throw. Five-point ball kick with the basketball is Bradley. Bradley being pressured there by Shelton. Long pass. Picking it up. Here's going to be Reedy. Reedy, long pass. Out of bounds. Cavs can't quite come up with it. They knocked it ahead. Trying to make the save. There was Shelton and McNitt, and they just couldn't make the connection. And so Norfolk will maintain possession. They'll inbound it on their own baseline. Tremaine Moore to inbound it. Oh, what an opportunity here for Kearney. The inbound. They'll get it in the hands of Sagabart. Back inside for Monroe. Monroe dribbling around. They'll kick it out. Norfolk's going to spread the floor here a little bit. Near midcourt, Bradley. Bradley spins around Anderson. Has his dribble. Anderson, 5-second count going on. Gets it off to Monroe, and Monroe is fouled. And it's Monroe who will head to the line. Sheldon whistled for the foul. Now 9 as a team against Kearney High. First personal on Jake Shelton. So 55.5 to go here. 74-69. Kearney High up by 5. It's going to be down by 5, and Moore will try to extend that. Free throw, bounces around, in and out, no good. McNitt pulls down the rebound. Kearney High needs a bucket here of some sort. Damien Austin gives it to Stevens. Stevens picked up there by Monroe. He's going to drive, going to scoop, going to shoot on the rim. No good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Bradley. Bradley's going to dribble through traffic. Bradley brings it in the offensive zone, keeps his dribble going. Still has it. Will lob it off on the left side for Sagabart. Sagabart, with 30 seconds left, is going to be fouled. Who got there first? Was it Austin or Shelton? It's Jake Shelton who got there first. Both of them are going for the foul. And Sagabarth will shoot two here. Both teams are in that double bonus. Sagabarth, pretty good shooter, but he misses the free throw here. Trey Anderson going to come in with 28.6 to go. 74-69. Norfolk has a timeout to use here. They might use one if they make the free throw. The free throw is good. They do not. I saw that Ben Reese talked to the official, and I thought it might be putting a bug in his ear for that timeout. Damian Austin brings in the offensive zone. He'll hand the ball off for Shelton. Shelton for Damian Austin. Can't shoot over the top of Bradley. On the dribble, here's Stevens. Stevens kicks. With it is Anderson. Anderson drives, gets it out. Here's an open three for McNitt. He hits an air ball and rebounded by Monroe. And Monroe was fouled with 10.7 to go. They got the ball in a pretty good position for a three-point shot. However, they did not get it to their best three-point shooter. McNitt on the season, well, has yet to hit a three-pointer. That's only his second attempt on the year. Monroe, he'll go line and shoot two. Right now it's a two-possession game, and now it's a three-possession game. That may very well put this one on ice. They're in the fourth quarter over McCook, and McCook leads Kearney Catholic 44-40 as they start the fourth quarter. Monroe at the free throw line, and he hits the free throw. 77-69. It will allow Drew Challey to check into the ballgame. Pretty good three-point shooter here, if they can get him a look. They pass it up ahead to Austin. He'll pick it up at midcourt. Austin gives it for Shelton. Shelton turn around three, and he hits it. He hits the three. So Shelton drains the three-pointer. Timeout, Kearney High. It's 77-72, 6 seconds to go. It'll take a miracle. Let's see if it happens when we come back right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Fiddling with the radio, hot coffee on my lap, and as wrong as it is, talking on the phone. These are all little distractions when driving. Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. All of us know that little distractions, although they may seem small, can be the cause of a traffic accident.
Taking my car to Eustace Body Shop for repair was painless. They fixed it exactly when it was scheduled and lent me a car. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Our experienced people are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us on Facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Jalen Bradley gets the inbounds, and they're going to actually not call the held ball at the buzzer. Norfolk is able to inbound it, work out the final 6 seconds, and your final score, Norfolk 77 and Kearney High 72. A great effort here for the Bearcats. They scored 50 points in the second half as they really got the offense going. Unfortunately, they just had too big of a hole to climb out of as they trailed by 20 at intermission, and they're able to cut it down to 5 by the end of the game. Your final, 77-72, Norfolk with the win. They remain undefeated on the season. A great effort here for Kearney High against one of the better teams in the state. Unfortunately, they can't quite get over that hump and pick up that win. So your final score, 77-72, as Norfolk with a nice win here. Bearcats won 12 games on the season, but they can't seem to get that big win against one of those top 10 opponents. I guess that's why they're top 10. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Bisco Sports post-game report. We'll even talk a little girls basketball. We'll do that right after this timeout.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're heading in the right direction.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Norfolk in boys basketball with a 77-72 win over Kearney High. And this is the Misco Sports Post Game Report. Misco Sports is serving Kearney in Central Nebraska for a generation now, and even though the retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco still helps high school teams and other organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. For that kind of assistance, give us a call at 308-728-5261. Again, 77-72 Norfolk with a win over Kearney High in boys basketball. Earlier, the Kearney High girls with a 42-40 win over Norfolk, and we'll talk a little girls basketball here real quick with Kearney High head girls basketball coach Jason Boyd. Thanks for joining me, Coach. I'm not going to deal with you for getting me at halftime. I wish you guys could play Norfolk every week because you had a one-point win, you had a two-point win. I'll tell you what, it's always a pretty good match when you two get together.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier. Two of our five wins this year against Norfolk, and they're a solid team. They pounded inside. They hurt us there a little bit tonight, but we knew it would be a close game, be a hard-fought game, and it's nice to be able to pull those games out.
And again, just a good, solid effort all the way out. And it just seemed like whenever you need to get that stop down the stretch, you kind of got it. And I think it was a great, balanced effort, especially offensively in the second half.
Yeah, and I think we had the people off the bench contribute a lot. Claire Sickler came in off the bench and I think led us in scoring. And
she had a good, solid eight. Had a big three-pointer when you guys kind of were losing some momentum, she hit that three in the third quarter and kind of got things going and then got a couple other steals later in the game.
Right, and just transition baskets. They went to a box and one on Kelsey Weimers, and then they did triangle and two on Gretchen Bach. And to get her to just push the ball up the court, give us some transition baskets before they could get that set up, because we had, we haven't really seen that all year, hadn't had to work on that yet. What was good for us, and then she hit a couple open shots as well.
And talk a little bit at the end of the game. Kendra Kosler made a great defensive play at the very end of the game with that interception. Talk about the final scenario, what you thought they'd do, and what ended up happening.
Well, yeah, I struggled with calling a timeout because I knew he didn't have any legs. So there's 4 seconds left, they're taking it out, and I'm trying to see if they look like they're organized or not, if they knew what they were doing, and I couldn't really tell. I've learned you never assume your kids know what you want them to do, so I just called a timeout anyway. And just so we were set, talked about they're probably going to set some sort of a back screen, try to go over the top. We were trying to keep everything in front, make sure they knew we didn't want to foul. If they got it, in the front court and we're going to dribble attack, we're just going to run with them and not be fouling them and make a tough shot. And luckily, we were switching the back screen, too, and that's why we got that steal.
And again, you want to make sure you didn't commit the foul, because you would have sent him to the free throw line.
Right.
The last thing you want to do is shut the clock off in that situation.
Right, yeah, they would have been in the one-on-one. We fouled on purpose earlier to kind of get the ball out of bounds like that so we could get our defense set, so they definitely would have been the one-on-one there.
Yeah, and again, I really thought the chess pieces you moved at the end, those moves worked. I thought the intentional foul was a pretty good thing. Kind of takes a little more time to inbound it that way.
Yeah, you don't want a team. We missed a free throw. We missed a lot of free throws. We missed a free throw there at the end, and then you're worried about them, going in transition. So that's why we went ahead and fouled on the rebound right away and just get our defense set.
And I guess the one negative, and you already hinted at it a little bit, you guys went 0-for-7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we did miss one of those on purpose.
Well, we sure.
Just wanted to make sure you understood that. we definitely struggled from the line. And that's going to happen sometimes. It's nice to be able to have the lead enough that, if you are struggling from the line, that you can hold on to a win. We hit the free throws. We definitely – that it wouldn't have been so close at the end. We probably would have won fairly comfortably.
Well, talk real quick about Hastings. Tuesday night, you're traveling to Hastings. Tell us a little bit about Tigers.
Hastings is a team that beat us twice last year. So definitely a team we're going to be ready for. I think record-wise, they have only a couple wins on the year. But right now, obviously, we're not scoring enough points to we're just not good enough to be able to look by anybody right now. So we're playing well, though, but we're not scoring enough. We know any game we're going to, no matter who we're playing, it could be a tight game. And so we're definitely going to be ready to play them and try to avenge those losses we had last year.
And last thing, I would just kind of have you comment on this. It really seems like your team is growing. It is maturing. It is turning into what you kind of hope for.
Yeah, even last night we lose by 11 to the number 4 team in the state. Played really well, did their pressure. I don't think we turned over once against their press the entire game. Our team's come a long way, and they're young. They're still young. We were young last year, but we've gotten better from last year to where we are now. We've grown a ton. And we've already eclipsed the win total we had a year ago, and we feel like we have a few games that are winnable games down the stretch here.
All right. Appreciate the time, Coach.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, the girls do win tonight here against Norfolk, 42-40, and the Norfolk boys with a 77-72 win over Kearney High. We'll take a quick break. We'll take a look at the numbers from the boys' game when we come back right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
Welcome back here to Kearney High. Once again, our final score in boys basketball, Norfolk with a 77-72 win over Kearney High. Kind enough to join us to talk about the game a little bit is Kearney High head coach Scott Steinbrook, and I'm still totaling up some numbers here, Coach, but 26 points from Stevens, 22 from Shelton. You got a really a good shooting eye from these guys. And again, you guys were dead and buried at halftime, and the energy and the comeback you guys had in the second half has to be very gratifying.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to this time of year have too many moral victories, but I think our kids definitely have a lot to be proud of. Like you said, at halftime it wasn't looking so good. We kind of dug ourselves a hole there in the second quarter. But in all honesty, we played three pretty good quarters of basketball. You know, down by five at the end of the first quarter and then, you know, lose by five. So that second quarter, obviously, there's some negative things going on there for us, but overall it was a great effort in the second half. We gave ourselves a chance. We shot the ball well, and wish the game would have been a few minutes longer because I felt like we kind of had things going in the right direction.
I had no question about that. I think you guys were heading in the right direction in that second quarter a little bit. It was almost like trying to stop an avalanche. They got things going so well offensively. I don't know who would have stopped them in this state.
Yeah, you know, they we talked in the pregame about having to stop a couple guys, Bradley, Monroe, and Starkle, and how they had a couple other guys that were just kind of role players. But their role players stepped up and made some big buckets tonight. Guys that we felt like if we give them a shot that's contested with a hand up, you know, we'll kind of live by that. But unfortunately for us, that their whole team shot a pretty high percentage. And then when they did miss, especially in the first half, we did not do a very good job of rebounding. We had them for double-digit offensive rebounds in the first half.
Yeah.
And that probably led to at least 15 to 20 points. We're down five at the end of the second quarter, and they had 12 second-chance points. If we even cut that in half, we're ahead at the end of the first quarter, and, you know, it's probably a different ball game. We wouldn't have to be playing catch-up like we did in the second half. But we got to show up our rebounding. If we don't rebound, it doesn't matter who we play. It's going to be an uphill battle.
And again, it's very unofficial, but I had Norfolk with 33 rebounds, you guys with 21, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Starkle, much of the damage that he'd done, it wasn't so much the entry passes that he had in there, but rather the offensive rebounds that he came up with.
Yeah, overall, our post defense on Starkle was really good. I mean,
yeah,
he's a solid 6'7" post player, probably going to, you know, play some Division II basketball somewhere down the road, and our overall post defense was good. The problem was when the shot went up that we didn't have guys just absolutely committing 100% of their effort and their focus on the rebound. And we preached and preached and preached to our kids that we cannot get to where we want to be unless we rebound. I mean, I told the referee, I said, don't be surprised if we start tackling guys out there when we're checking out, because we just wanted to send a message that we have got to keep them off the glass. And I would have liked to see a foul or two, you know, when we were checking people out, just to get it through to our kids that, hey, we got to be more physical. We're trying to learn the same lesson over and over that we absolutely have to rebound, and unfortunately tonight it cost us once again. But you know, I think our kids are going to take away something from this game that's going to be positive, and that's the fact that we showed a little bit of moxie and came back against probably the first or second best team in the state.
And again, that moxie involved really hard work, effort. There was a couple of plays in there that where you, I think you end up with a free throw, but you, I think three different kids saved the ball. They got knocked loose that they had, you know, and just good hustle plays. Overall, the hustle tonight I thought was really outstanding, especially in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I think if coaches could model what they, you know, when kids give that kind of effort when you're behind by 20, you just have to, you know, it's almost a superhuman type effort. I wish we could bottle that and get it right from the start, but that's sometimes kind of hard to do because, you know, you get a little extra adrenaline when you know your game's on the line when you're down 20 at half there. But, you know, if we can capture that intensity and bring that to the court next Tuesday versus Hastings and next Saturday versus Omaha Central, in all honesty, I like our chances. And I don't care who we're playing, whether it's Hastings, Central, or the week after that versus Southwest and North Star. If we play like that and compete like that and do a few things fundamentally a little bit better, we're a pretty darn good basketball team. You know, we talked about our record being 12-6. You know, we could easily have a couple more wins, but we just got to get better at doing some of those little things right, and that starts with rebounding on the defensive end.
Do you really feel your team's going to gain? Again, there's no such thing as moral victories, but you really feel like they're going to gain some confidence when a team like Omaha Central comes back here next week?
Well, I think, I think tonight proved ourselves that we can play with some elite teams. We've had double-digit losses to Omaha Benson, double-digit loss to Lincoln Southeast, where we kind of hung around, you know, for two and a half, three quarters. But with Norfolk tonight, you know, it was down to the last. You know, it's a 3-point game, and they have the ball, and they have a kid make a great play and ends up with a 3-point lead. So, you know, if we would have got the stop there, all of a sudden we got the ball. It's a one possession game. So we gave ourselves plenty of chances. You know, it's not like they came in here and just ran all over us. But, I think our kids are confident they can play with anybody.
Well,
we know we got to do the little things. If we don't do the little things, we're going to get beat by everybody.
Well, but again, with that effort, though, you can make up for some of those mistakes as well. Coach, that's a great game, a great comeback, and just a little bit short tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Scott Steinbrook, the head boys basketball coach here at Kearney High, and 77-72, the final, Norfolk with the win. We have not taken a look at the numbers yet. Let's do that for you right now. They had five players in double figures tonight for Norfolk. Leading the way was Jalen Bradley, leading scorer in the state, leading scorer in the game. Bradley finished with 27 points on the night, 17 points for Alex Sarko to go with 14 rebounds, so a double-double for him. After that, 11 points for Tremaine Moore, 10 points for Justin Sagabarth, 10 points for Taylor Reedy, 4 points off the bench for Blaine Rolk. Those are all 4 bench points for Norfolk here in the ballgame, who win it 77-72. They led by 20 at halftime, 42-22. Kearney High in that third quarter scored 31 points as they really got things going offensively. They were led by their two shooting guards. Nate Stevens finished with 26 points on the night. He had 3 three-pointers in that third quarter where the Cats started coming back, and Jake Shelton hit 2 three-pointers in that third, finished with 5 in the game and 22 points. So 26 points for Stevens, 22 for Jake Shelton, 8 points for Damian Austin, 8 points for Thomas Gillen, 2 points off the bench for Trey Anderson. That was a great steal off of Bradley and laid it up and in. Luke McNett with 6 points and 6 rebounds in the game. Rebounding edge goes to Norfolk with 33 unofficially compared to 21 for Kearney High. And, much of that because of Starkle and his 14 rebounds. Leading rebounder for the Cats, as we mentioned, was McNitt off the bench. He finished with 6 rebounds unofficially. Nate Stevens also with 4 rebounds here in the ballgame. As Coach mentioned, next game for Kearney High will be Tuesday over in Hastings to take on the Tigers. And then they'll be back in town on Saturday taking on the top-ranked team in the state, Omaha Central, as the Bearcats lose this one at home against second-ranked Norfolk, 77-72. We do have a final score for you from McCook, and the McCook Bison in a tight game against Kearney High, but the Bison pick up Kearney Catholic, rather. Kearney Catholic falls on the road to McCook, a final of 54-48. Here, boys basketball, the Kearney High boys also fall at home to second-ranked and undefeated Norfolk, 77-72. But the Kearney High girls pick up their 5th win of the year with a 42-40 win over the Panthers. As we mentioned, next up for both the boys and girls from Kearney High, a doubleheader over in Hastings on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll have coverage of Luplac Conference doubleheader over from Kearney Catholic on Tuesday night, the girls and then the boys, and then we'll have coverage of the 4 Kearney conferences on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday right here on ESPN 1460. Once again, your finals, 77-72. Norfolk over Kearney High in boys basketball. The girls game won by the Lady Bearcats, 42-40. I'm Randy Buschka. Thank you so much for joining us, and our engineer Jeff back in the studios. Thanks so much for listening, and appreciate all the help. Until we talk again, good night, and go Bearcats.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.